Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs.
The news category recognizes podcasts that keep us informed, covering current events, analyzing the headlines, and giving us the insights we need to stay up to date. Bronze to The SL Cabinet by Kuena Mushala, Herman Malloy, and Nandi Antini. Silver goes to IT Web TV by the IT Web team. And gold, Taking the Rams by the Horns by Rams Mabute. Congratulations, Rams. Your lighthearted take on the serious business of news is sharp and insightful.
Wow. What can I say? And so now we can officially call this podcast the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Pity I was given only 30 seconds to record my words of gratitude. But honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I thank everyone who has made this podcast a success. My technical producers and Arena Holdings for hosting. And most importantly, all of you for following this content. You are the reason each week I toil to scan the news and produce this work. Moral of the story, though, next time I will know never to call on you when I want to win any award. The last time you lot voted for me, I lost. Thank goodness the South African Podcasters Guild put together a panel of esteemed judges to decide the winners for this 2024 SA Podcasts Award. As they say, do what you love and you will never work again. Untrue. I still have to work. Now then, let's get back to work. Next year's award won't win itself. In the nearly 2 years of producing this podcast, I have never had two consecutive episodes on the same subject. But every rule has an exception. And today, I make that exception as I revisit the US elections that took place on Monday. And this time, I write an open letter to losing candidate and outgoing Vice President Kamala Harris. Dear Kamala, Miss Vice President, let me quickly dispense with the unimportant. I expected you to lose. On the objective side, the odds were always stacked against you. Let me list a few of them. For the past 4 years, you have been a vice president to an elderly, erratic, and defective man. Joe Biden buried your chances a long time ago, ma'am. And then, as if that was not bad enough, he gives you 107 days to campaign against an experienced, wily, lying, vile, and popular candidate. You had no choice. Secondly, unlike Donald Trump, you had a weak campaign team. I'm not saying you had to hire a gun and get your ear shot, but for crying out loud, Kamala, couldn't you hire a few rednecks to stage a fake racist and hate protest against you? Or arrange a crazy hairdresser to be caught on camera chopping your hair in madness, spitting all sorts of good luck slang expletives? Thirdly, you ran against a man who not only hates and is known to have done unspeakable things with and on women, but one who has a history of winning against female opponents before. Trump does not lose against women, even when he loses the popular vote. Lastly, if you are a female and largely black, which America did you expect to vote for a black female candidate? America could not vote for a white female in Hillary Clinton. You had no chance. Yes, like her, at least you have a white husband, but that didn't count. We don't know him. And unlike Hillary's husband, himself a former president of the US, your husband has no history with interns.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
But therein ends the objective reasons why you couldn't and did not win. There are many subjective reasons, though, why Donald trumped you. Because this award-winning podcast is not in the business of boring its followers, I will focus on a few. My supporters don't have time to waste like your followers foolishly did during your campaign. So I'm going to focus myself on only two of your speeches, the final speech before the elections and your concession speech the day after elections.
Good evening, everyone. First of all, can we hear for Oprah, please? And the first second gentleman of the United States, my husband.
Who goes to Philadelphia and gives such a lame speech? This is Philly, Kamala. For crying out loud, this is the home of Kobe Bryant, Will Smith, Noam Chomsky, Benjamin Franklin, Boys to Men, and Kevin Hart, to count a few. Between these luminaries, you could have found inspiration to slap hard, slam dunk, philosophize, serenade, and bank the votes. And that's not a joke. But as if that's not bad enough, how the hell do you get to introduce Oprah Winfrey so lamely? You did not need more inspiration than Oprah herself to put some life into your already dreary voice. That's what I'm talking about. And as one of the former presidents of your own country, Abraham Lincoln, the one who is famed for freeing slaves so that you could one day stand for president, you can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time. But you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. And in your uninspired speeches, your campaign trail, you couldn't even fool yourself, Kamala. In the words of a South African politician who himself is on a losing streak like you, you were tired, Kamala.
Lack of imagination. They are just in it for it, but they are tired, Shem. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They left everything in God's hands.
Even when you thought you had been profound, you sounded tired.
So America, it comes down to this. One more day, just one more day in the most consequential election of our lifetime, and the momentum is on our side.
Your words and your mood stood on the opposite side of each other. There was absolutely no momentum in your words. The scientific word you actually wanted to use is inertia. Look it up. And you did this in Philly, the same city that you knew brought so much history and pride to America. In your own words.
Oh, it's good to be back in the city of brotherly love, where the foundation of our democracy was forged. And here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
For a second, I thought you were referring to yourself. I did not realize this was a plug for Trump. You could have fooled me. No, You fooled me. You are the underdog that sank to oblivion. You not only lost the election, you lost the state of Pennsylvania, where Philly is.
Encourage folks to make their voices heard, because we need everyone to vote in Pennsylvania, and you will decide the outcome of this election, Pennsylvania.
Indeed, Pennsylvania decided the results of the elections. It's your fault, Kamala. Your speech could have one of two outcomes. Everyone who came out to listen to you either hang themselves or vote for Trump. We know what they did. You should have listened to the favorite son of Philly, Kevin Hart, because not everything he says is a joke that you should grin at, as you always do.
When you compare Philadelphia to other places, it's tough, because the support that the city gives to you only comes after you have proven yourself.
Yes.
It is not automatic. It is not because you're from the city, because you get on the stage, because you think you got talent. We're supposed to back and support. It's earned.
And when you had bought everyone and completely discouraged them to take a chance on you, the inevitable happened. You lost by a landslide. As the results came rolling, your party saw red. Almost the entire election map was painted red with a splattering of blue. And you bequeathed on the entire world one of the most despicable people ever known. The next 4 years is on you, Kamala. At that point, I thought you could redeem yourself in your concession speech. But you stuck to your script and continued with your banalities that reminded me and the world why you were never the right one.
We are not going back. We are not going back. We're not going back. We're not going back.
Sorry? What do you mean? You are going back, Kamala. You are going back to pack your bags out of the White House to depart in January. I do hope, though, that you are not going back to politics. If the stories about your history as a prosecutor are anything to go by, criminals fear you more than Americans love you. Some blame your loss on bad messaging. Some blame it on lack of policies. And others, to cut you some slack, blame it on racism and sexism. I blame it on your voice, Kamala. Your voice is not your power. If you dare to come back, find a voiceover artist. Let me conclude my letter to you with the words from the other favorite sons of Philly. My dear Kamala, I know it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday, but we've come to the end of the road. In the still of the night, on bended knees, go back to 4 seasons of loneliness with open arms. Bye, Kamala. Thank you for listening to this episode of the award-winning Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or moderator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my new book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.